Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Hello, I'm Harry Wilburn. I present Steel & Wire every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Americana, bluegrass, American roots, and more. Lots more. Lots of guests, lots of local music and musicians. That's Steel & Wire, Wednesday, 10 a.m.
You are listening to fabulous Harry Wilburn on Steel & Wire.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
If you love new music and you want to discover the best new artists out there, then tune into The Backroom with me, Paddy. I'll be playing the best of new indie, electro, EDM and punk and showcasing new Sheffield talent. Also music news, local and national gig guide and new album releases. So tune into The Backroom every Thursday night between 6 and 7 p.m. here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Yes, get ready for Soul Plus every Saturday at 10 a.m. Soul Plus, the music that led to soul, came out of soul. Soul Plus, every Saturday, 10 a.m. Get ready. Soul Plus, every Saturday, 10 a.m.
This is Sheffield Live.
N-E-X-T.
This is Epicenter Maximus from Multiverse 3. You're listening to the Glory Days Rock Show on Sheffield Live.
For so long, it's a nice day to start again. again. Come on, it's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Wow! There is nothing fair in this world. There is nothing safe in this world. And there's nothing sure in this world. And there's nothing pure in this world. Look for something left in this world. Start again. I'm always a nice day for a white wedding. Woo! What's a nice day to start again.
White Wedding, Billy Idol, 1982. Wow.
Yeah, and that was from his debut solo album. Of course, Billy Idol's formerly of Generation X. I bought the single, actually, and I think the single was about 1985. So ooh, I'll have to check that when I get home. I've still got it. I thought it was a cracking tune. What a way to start this week's edition of Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. On digital, if you're in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org, playing what we like to think is great rock music in all its different forms every Monday, 1 until 3. We're live in the studio on Paternoster Row in the workstation opposite the Hubs, if you know where that is. It's not a very nice day, but it is Easter Monday, bank holiday Easter Monday, and rain or Easter bank holidays don't stop us broadcasting our show. We've got some cracking stuff coming up as usual. We've got Julian Paul here in the studio. We'll be talking to our PG, All Being Well, for his Pick of the Rocks this week. Four brand new releases bringing us bang up to date yet again. He's had some cracking stuff coming in from all over the world. So we've got a couple of bands we've had before. Two, I think, we've not played before. The second half, we've got our Christmas punk track of the week. We've got our undercover section. And as it's Easter, I've got four tracks, two in the first half, two in the second half, sort of linked to Easter. Next up there, we've got something from 2002. It was from a CD. NME presents the sound of the new rock revolution.
New disco. Looks so good. is fine. Freak and shout, laugh about, make sure you're not left out. That's what you have to do if you want to be one of the few.
You're listening to Sheffield Live.
That's the reflection of the 1990s. That was in fact 1995. The group was Echo Belly. Track was Dark Therapy from their second album called On. And then we went back to 1970 with an album called The Metronomical Society, a band called Egg, and a track called While Growing My Hair.
And that's our first Easter reference. It was never going to be normal, was it, on Glory Days?
Yeah. We started out with a mad band called Radio 4, a track called New Disco from 2002.
Oh, it's all good stuff. You're, of course, listening to Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Next up, a live track from 1997.
This is a song from Michael's first album. It's called Into the Arena.
is Sheffield Live.
The ghost of the mist was all on the field. Of the first light came, a tattered necklace of hedge and trees on the southern side of the hill. The trees were the border runs between where Mary Danone's boy fell.
and you're listening to
Glory Days. Glory Days.
And that was Iron Butterfly. The track was called Iron Butterfly. Iron Butterfly theme from their debut album called Heavy back in 1968.
Before that, Marillion with Easter, our second Easter-themed track.
Brilliant.
Season's End was the album, 1989. That was the first album without Fish. So I feel a little bit sad about that as a big Marillion fan. But I play that once a year and it nearly didn't play, but never mind before that.
Yes, Michael Schenker Group, MSG, live into the arena from 1997.
All good stuff. You're, of course, listening to Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM on digital if you're in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org. You can listen online there. You can also download the podcasts. This show's all about great rock music in all its different forms. And all being well, we should have our PG on the line to talk about his pick of the rocks for this week for brand new releases, bringing us bang up to date once again. Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon.
Happy Easter.
Well, soggy Easter, yeah.
Soggy Easter. But Easter does not stop us broadcasting live this Bank Holiday Monday, does it?
No, you did a big round of applause.
Dedication.
Yeah, I'm playing some proggy music for Easter.
Ooh, we've done some there's more interesting stuff coming up, Paul. Hold on to your hats, including Jefferson Airplane.
Oh, I say.
But
I
know you're here to talk about your pick of the rocks for this week. Two bands we've definitely played before. I'm not sure about the other two.
Well, I think we're opening up with a lady, and she's fronting a band, but she goes by the name of Royal Lynn. And we've definitely played at least one track, and probably two, I think, of hers previously. And the track that we're going to play this time is Greed. And just a reminder, she's from a small town in America, but moved to Nashville, where she's working as a singer-songwriter. The track Greed is from her debut album, which is going to be called Black Magic. It's due out on the 27th of June. It's a 12-track produced by Jonathan Roach. It's on Epitaph Records, and I think she can claim 65 million streams globally. So just a little known sort of career so far.
Indeed.
And I think second up then, we've got some old friends again. The band is Cooler Shaker, and they go back as far as 1995.
They do.
And this track is the original lineup of the band back together. It's called Charge of the Light Brigade. It was, I think, officially out probably a week or so ago. They're a London-based band, and they're just about to start, well, they're actually into their UK tour. So the next available sort of performance is going to be at Norwich UEA, on the 29th of April. Then they're in Bournemouth on the 30th, London on the 1st of May, and Hull, the centre of the universe these days, on the 3rd of May. And an old sort of centre of the universe up in Newcastle, the City Hall, on the 4th of May. That's Cooler Shaker and their new track, Charge of the Light Brigade.
We have their first album, K. Some cracking tracks came off that.
Yeah, well, I think it was pretty good, and then they kind of got lost a little bit, and then every so often they'd crop up and we'd play a new track, but it looks like they've kind of consolidated themselves back together, and this looks like a useful tour and album that's in the offing. So.
Excellent. Next up, not one I think I've heard before.
No, it's a new one to me as well. This is Citizen Jim. And the track's called Happily Ever After, and the band is from Athens in Greece.
Oh!
So they put together musicians, I think, who've been playing in various groups and supporting various acts in Greece. They're about to start a UK tour in 2026, and they say the mess in their music is be as honest as possible. Everybody's weird anyway. And they're mixing their sort of sound with a funk groove with rock heaviness.
Oh, I say.
It's the latest album's called Bastard City.
Oh.
Seems to be popular use of a word, that one, these days, in a lot of music that I've seen recently. But hopefully it's a great album. And if you want to catch up a little bit with them, they are on SoundCloud, where they've got a couple of tracks on, sung completely in Greek. So,
wow, brilliant.
Fancy a Greek holiday, you could perhaps have a brush up. Citizen Jim and Happily Ever After. And final one, I think I've got a bit my age showed up a bit because I transposed the band and the track, I think, when I let you guys know. The track that we're going to hear is called Algorithm, and the band are from Seattle in the USA, they're Dragged Under.
Glad you've told us that, Paul.
Yeah, they're on Mascot Records, and it's a trio. They were formed in 2019. Tony Capucci on vocals, Sean Rizzoni on guitar, and Dylan Roy on drums. And for modern sort of mindsets, they've had 70 million plus streams. And they played in the UK before. They played Slam Dunk Festival, Download Festival, and 2000 Trees Festival. An interesting band again. Dragged Under is the band, and the track is called Algorithm.
Of course, another very famous trio came out of Seattle. I wonder if they sound anything like that or completely different.
Well, I think you can make your own mind up. How's that?
Excellent. Great stuff, Paul. Happy Easter.
And yeah, happy Easter. Well,
yeah, we'll speak to you Saturday on the Life Science Radio Show.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Paul.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Nothing that you won't do. The dogs are connected.
is Sheffield Live.
This is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Cigars, he used to dress sharp and drive Jaguars amongst the elite marketing stars. He was a man who knew no in-betweens, just a repetition of the same old scenes, following the routine, always keen to lean to the green. Sometimes the dark matter in his brain would spin off and drive him insane, round and round down the drain. Joe felt like a prisoner in his own house, alienated from his overweight spouse, the couple known as the Elephant and the Mouse. He fantasized about getting a new life, forgetting all about his own sweet wife, who excelled words that could cut through like a knife. Like a knife. Results send him chills, a bit of a shock. Turns out his tobacco addiction will lead him to his early extinction. It's cancer, 4 months you'll be dead. Chemo and exercise I recommended, he said. It felt like life was giving me the finger. Gotta make time, found a ways to linger. Deep down this did not come to him as a surprise. He knew God was never on his side. Plenty of manure in his life had he advertised. It was he who would quit his before and after. It was he who would be his own fate master, overflowing with emotion, anger, and laughter.
At that moment he made himself a promise. Another day would not be spent in an office. His alter ego never before had he noticed. For a long time he had been looking for a chance to change his life's shitty circumstance. Now he could probably compose his final dance.
Slave to the god, I'm a television. Voluntary home in a ditch. ba do ba boom ba boom.
Joy!
And they were our PG's picks for Soul for Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. That was
Dragged Under with Algorithm. Then before that, Citizen Jim with Happily Ever After. That was a strange track, wasn't it? Cooler Shaker, Charge of the Light Brigade. And we started up with Royal Lynn with Greed.
All good stuff. We are fast coming to the end of the first hour of Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Stick with us for the second hour for more great stuff, including Chris's Punk Track of the Week, our undercover section, and much, much more. We're going to play out a classic bit of Bowie from his 1971 album Hunky Dory. It's called Changes.
Waiting for, and my time was running wild, a million dead end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste not so sweet. So I turned myself but I never caught a glimpse of how the other see the faker. I'm much too fast, take that test.